This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Atlanta, you like that. Friggin' love it. It's Dukes and Bellman. We're live at Twin Peaks here in Kennesaw. We start every hour, every show with, hey, man. Chris is in for Carl today. Carl is, you know Carl, he never tells me anything. He's just gone. So Carl's out. Chris is with us today. We are basking in the warm afterglow of another amazing come-from-behind win for the Falcons. And for Falcon fans out there, guys at the bar, for years we have been the nail. And now it's kind of fun to be the hammer. It's kind of fun to be on SportsCenter or NFL Network, and we're the cool kids. And we're winning. And we're clutch. And it's amazing. And this is what Kirk Cousins was brought to be here. On the day they honor Matt Ryan, he surpasses Matt Ryan's franchise passing record.
Yeah, Mike, I'll tell you what the most fun part was for me last night. It was, the wee hours of the morning as this game was ending. And I hear this rumbling in the studio. Right. And it's 6'7" Mike Johnson losing his mind, running around the studio like a bull in a china shop. He hit Dylan Matthews with a shoulder that I thought was going to send him flying through the concrete, Mike Bell.
Wow.
That he was so excited.
Pollock once put Squidbilly in the wall. We actually had to pay for it at the old station.
It would have been a part two scenario, Mike. I mean, what an absolutely amazing game this was last night. You mentioned Kirk Cousins throwing for over 500 yards. There's an amazing graphic if you go on the Atlanta Falcons Twitter page where they detail all of the passes that he made to all the different receivers, and it actually makes the shape of 509. It looks really awesome on there. So just so many things to talk about throughout the course of the show today, Mike, including just how good does it feel?
It just feels great. I mean, guys, the vibe last night, and let's all be honest, yes, I did leave my seats when Kirk Cousins throws the pick because, you know, as a fan, you kind of felt like, well, there's no way the Bucs are going to screw this up. They'll move and kick a field goal, maybe a few yards, and that'll be all she wrote.
Yeah.
So we all head for the exits, and we take the ramp. And by the time we're going down the ramp and we get to the first, you know, the 100 level, just a few feet away, there's TV monitors. Now you see the Bucs are going backwards. And I'm like, well, hold the presses. So now everybody's gathered around the TV monitors, and all of a sudden, you know, we got the ball. Everybody runs back into the stadium.
Yeah.
You know, so all of a sudden, I'm now in some seats in the 100 section, and it's like a free-for-all, and nobody's bothering. No, nobody. It was cool because security, nobody was being a jerk about it. Just everyone knew what was going down.
Yeah, right.
There
were
some empty seats. Everybody get in there. And then you get to watch this First off, guys, you got to execute the 2-minute drill and get the field goal off with 1 second left. You got to spike it. we've seen NFL teams. Not everybody can pull that move off.
Yeah, basically what it came down to was they had, Mike, you're not exaggerating, literally 1 second left on the clock by the time Ku came up. And he was a little shaky to start the game, so it wasn't a given that he was going to do it, but he came up clutch again. And then, Mike, for the second time this season, we've seen exactly why the Atlanta Falcons brought Kirk Cousins here.
Kirk Cousins, I mean, perfect on the two-minute drill. And then we get into overtime. Yes, it's important to win the coin toss. As you guys know, in the playoffs, both teams get the football if a team scores a touchdown. For whatever reason, the NFL has kept the rule in place for the regular season. You score a touchdown, good night, everybody, drive home safe, as Wes said on the call. It was unbelievable. And Kadarrell Hodge, for guys who don't know, he's been bouncing around the league. He's had his last three seasons with the Falcons. Kadarrell Hodge has 29 receptions in his Falcon career. Obviously, none bigger than last night. Here's Kirk Cousins telling you what he saw as the play developed.
Team, but what a great way to finish.
I mean, the corner thought he had leverage, couldn't make the snatch. It's an unbelievable catch. And then he just turns, and then all of a sudden, good night.
Who knew?
Right. Here's Kirk. And they also kind of like made a little deviation on the play. Take a listen.
We were living dangerously.
Yeah, you were.
You like to live dangerous.
You know, the call came in. It was a ball's got to go to the sideline. You know, every route was to the sideline. And then he changed his mind. He said, you know what, Kirk? Rip this slant, and let's clock it and see if we can do it. And we were able to do it by the, you know, 1 second.
Oh, man, talking about the play that sets up the Coot game-tying field goal, it is Dukes and Bell guys live at Twin Peaks with Chris, our man, Turtle, filling in today. By the way, while we're here at Twin Peaks, New Realm Brewery, our buddies, we always do a lot of events with those guys over on their brewery at the Beltline. They've got all sorts of specials today here at Twin Peaks. So come on down, grab some ice cold brew and some prizes and goodies that they'll be giving away. So come on down and join the party. They'll be here all afternoon with us from 2 to 7. This hour of the show, guys, is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Guys, get your man cave up to speed this season. Go to mancavestore.com. Yeah, Chris, the vibe's electric. It reminds me of like the 12 season or the 16 season. Everybody, total strangers are high-fiving and hugging. Everybody's losing their minds, rise up. I mean, it was just a blast. And as we walked our way over to Signia, that's where we parked last night, same thing. Everybody just going bananas. It was just, you feel like the worm has turned, you know? And now we're 3-2. We could be 4-1 if the refs don't like jack us on the Chiefs pass interference no call.
Yeah, how far away does that Pittsburgh game feel now?
It feels like a preseason game.
Yeah, night and day, essentially. And I think the most important thing now going forward is we can stop questioning Zach Robinson and Kirk Cousins about where they are in terms of their relationship, their offensive game planning, and where this team is as a whole. You don't have a 36-point performance with 500 yards passing and have troubles on offense.
No, man. Look, it was everything as a Falcon fan. You know, we always joke around about it because, you know, we had 6 years without going to the playoffs. We've had, you know, we've had Marcus Mara friggin' Oda at quarterback, and then Desmond Ridder. Look, all he could do is what he could do, and it wasn't much. And now we've got a guy who's the quintessential professional, and I've, you know, been talking about, is he 100%? Sure looked 100% last night, making all the throws. And all the things that we bellyached about in the short week and the turnaround, Chris, happened. Kyle Pitts getting the ball down the field, being that mismatch in the middle of the field that we thought he should be. Drake London and him combined for almost 200 yards in receiving.
Yeah, and even the things that we were worried about, Mike, they were able to persevere. Vita Vea, he was disruptive all night long. He had a sack, but they were able to overcome it. Mike Evans, he had two touchdowns, but they were able to overcome it.
Yeah, we'll talk about this, you know, later in the day, but right now we're going to enjoy the victory. I don't know why you got 33 trying to track down Mike Evans. It's a guy that's going to the Hall of Fame versus a dude who can't, you know, handle his jockstrap. But aside from some of the schematic stuff on defense, you were able, look, you knew Baker Mayfield was going to do what he does. Everybody's down the field, covered a receiver, linebackers, maybe a few yards off the line. Baker's going to take that 6, 7, 8 yard sprint, and he did that a couple of times last night.
Yeah, he did. He was really effective. But, Mike, they did a good job, I think, of adjusting. He did most of his damage in the first half, so they were really able to do a better job containing him in the second half. And I really feel like at this point, I mean, if the game has to get into a shootout now against some of these offenses you're going to face, and maybe a Dallas coming up later on in the season, if they get CeeDee Lamb cooking, you feel like you can hang.
Yeah, I don't know if they explore trying to make a trade at the trade deadline. The NFL is not like baseball, but sometimes, you know, we've seen more and more things ramping up the last few years. I'd love to try to get some presence opposite Judon, consistent presence, because I know they're happy. Ruka Rojo finally got in there last night.
Played well.
They actually did a nice job, but certainly we'd like to see you know, maybe if you could just get somebody on the opposite side to be consistent in the edge rush. But these are first world problems. We're 3-2. We're going to go up against Carolina team, which, look, it's a road game, but you feel pretty good about, you know, where you're at right now. No letdown. You saw the reaction in the locker room. It's like a Friday night or whatever, a high school team winning their state championship. It's electric, the vibe, the energy, the buzz. Kadarryl Hodge getting a game ball. Cousin gets a game ball. Fontenot comes in, gives Terry a game ball for beating the team that fired him. You know, like, exactly. seems like a century ago down in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, and the Hodge interview, I thought post game was really really special, Mike, because he got emotional, and it really showed, like, that moment for him is the culmination of everything he's ever worked for in football in his entire life, and it was able to pay off. And as we joked around with the Kirk Cousins soundbite, the ball wasn't even really supposed to go to him; it was supposed to go to Drake London, but just by happenstance, it goes to him, and he has a career night.
So amazing atmosphere in the stadium. Now, truth be told, it was a late arrival crowd, because this city is just, I've been here now 26 years, and the traffic's just gotten, I don't have to tell you guys, I just got out of it, exponentially worse and worse. But last night, there was nothing you could do if you're leaving Alpharetta or coming from up here. It was like, there was just no way around it. It was like an hour and a half drive to get in there. There was some wackadoodle concert at State Farm. I don't know what that was.
Oh, yeah, Charlie X.
What yeah. is that?
Yeah, that's Mike. The best way I can describe that is the 2024.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you, and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join MIDI. Duckduckgo.com.
Version of emo music. Yeah.
I mean, there were some crazy goth chicks in fishnets, and there were some crazy guys in fishnets, and it was, I don't know what's going on, but there was traffic downtown. And it took a while for folks to get in there. There was a nice crowd when Matt got celebrated for going in the Ring of Honor. And he, again, Matt knows to make the speech. Levity and brevity moves it along. But great night last night. We'll continue to talk about it. We'll get your phone calls at 404-726-0929. But when we come back, it's our weekly visit with Bryant McFadden. We'll talk about this amazing Falcons team. And by the way, guys, I'll say it right now. I'll say it a few times later. Come on in. The water's warm. All right? You want to jump on the bandwagon? Here's the bandwagon. Here's you. You want to be in it with us? This is your invitation. I know this is Atlanta. You know he's got some negative Nelly. Yeah, I don't know about. Look, it's fun. The team is freaking fun, and we're not even playing at 100% yet. I mean, think about that, Chris.
Don't be a scorned lover now.
Seriously. I know. We've all been kicked in the cods by the Falcons, but this time it just feels different. I'm telling you. This girlfriend, it's not like Lucy's going to pull the football away from you. Come on in. The water's warm. Live at Twin Peaks, guys. New Realm on special. Also, Kennesaw State's got a game tonight.
Yes, they do.
Against Jacksonville. Yep. Right? So if you're an Owls fan, come on down, and we'll have some fun and maybe do shots later after the show. Hey, it's Duke Sabella with Chris in for Carl. We'll talk to B-Mac next. Like the mind-numbing traffic on 75 getting off 285 could not put me in a bad mood today after that amazing, glorious Falcons win. Seriously. You know, when the Falcons win like that, the beer tastes better, your breakfast tastes better, the nookie, if you're lucky enough to get it, maybe is better. It's just everything just feels better.
Yeah, it's basically a combination of rainbows, unicorns, and butterflies, Mike Bell.
Hey, man, in addition to the Falcon Fund, we got some Owl action at the Fraction tonight. New Realm Brewing is the official craft beer for Kennesaw State Athletics. And we're going to be doing this here, guys, when there's home games with Kennesaw State, a little pregame party. They're taking on Jacksonville State up at Fifth Third Stadium. So come on down today, guys. All sorts of deals with New Realm. It's a good time, fun time. Hey, man, join us right now on the WaitForIt.com hotline, BMAC. I mean, it's just fun to be a Falcon fan. And it hasn't been like this, bro, for 6 years. Tell me about Kirk Cousins, man. How impressed are you and just how clutch this dude has been?
Man, listen, man, he's been living up to the billing. I know there were a lot of fans months ago during the offseason. They felt some type of way when Atlanta went out and got Kirk Cousins and gave him the deal that he received. But now when you look at what he's been able to do, and I'm not just talking about his on-the-field production, guys, the leadership – his ability to be one within the locker room, his ability to embrace the culture, to embrace the city. You have no other choice but to like him as an individual. And then when he throws in what he does as a quarterback, that's when you fall in love with him. Because what he's doing right now is just displaying what type of team this team could be with sound, consistent quarterback play. And last night, he let it rip. He got hit. He got pressured. He got sacked. He never blinked. He never wavered. He just stayed the course and found a way to put the Falcons in position to win. And of course, it was a big time win.
B, when it comes to Raheem Morris establishing his culture and identity here in Atlanta, how far does a win like that take you in doing that?
It's huge because it boosts the confidence within the building. It gives a newfound respect when it comes to Raheem as a coach, because now you can see the guys believe in him as a coach. And when they believe in him, that tells me they respect him. And it will be easy for them to do what he needs them to do because they know he's going to put them in a position to be successful. And that's the nature of good coaches in the National Football League. Can they lead men? And can they do so for the entirety of a season? And right now what Raheem is doing, the guys they're buying everything that he and his staff is selling, and that's why we're seeing a different mindset. Because think about this, guys. You know, Chris, Mike, you guys have been watching the Falcons for quite some time, right? Last night's game, and even a week ago against the Saints, right. Last night, a week ago against the Saints, those were games that the Falcons in years past would find a way to lose.
Exactly.
Right?
Right.
These teams, this season, they're finding ways to win. And that is a common sign in good football teams. Because I know Coach LeBeau, when I was in Pittsburgh, he used to tell us all the time, one thing about a bad team, they will find a way to lose a ball game. They can right. have a lead for three and four fourth quarters of a game, and they will find a way to lose. Right now, the Falcons, they're finding ways to win.
It's a Bryant McFadden, guys, two-time Super Bowl winner with the Steelers here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. We're live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. And that's the thing, B, it's a culture thing. you know, you came up in a culture with the Steelers, you know, it goes all the way back, you know, to the 70s, how they always drafted well, they're always tough, don't make mistakes, they're going to, you know, knock themselves out of a game. Falcons, because of a lack of leadership, again, it's a quarterback-driven league. We've got a guy. We got maybe a 2 or 3 year window to do something with this guy. On the flip side, what do you think of the defense? This is the first time we really got into a kind of a real high scoring affair.
Yeah, and that's the thing about the nature of the NFL, why it's such an entertaining sport, because any given outing, you know, the opposing team can have a one up on you. And that's what we saw. Baker was balling. Baker was on point. Baker looked like he was going to have a game like Kirk Cousins had. But then in the more critical moments of the ball game, big play Jesse Bates. This is a guy who has earned every dollar he's received from the Falcons. And that's the thing about good defensive units. Even in your worst outing, you still find ways to make defining plays. That fumble on Bucky Irvin, if that play does not happen, the Buccaneers, in my opinion, they win that ball game. But because of the effort, just being relentless and finding a way to make a play, doesn't matter who makes the play, as long as someone finds a way to make a play, we all make a play. And that's what happened last night. And to your point, that was a great piece of adversity when you talk about Falcons defensively, because so far this season, they've really been doing a phenomenal job, especially in the red zone. But they surrendered quite a few points. But when you needed someone to make a play, they made a play and gave Kirk Cousins an opportunity to do what he did.
B, just want to get your insight into this. Any pause about Bijan Robinson so far through five games? 67 carries, 285 yards, just one touchdown on the ground and no touchdowns through the air. Is that just a byproduct of the type of games that they've been in where they've had to throw it more? Or do you think that something could be a little off with the Falcons' run game?
I think it's a combination of two things. You know, this is a new offense for Bijan, right? He's in year two. He's already involved in a new offense. So just getting acclimated to what this offense needs him to do is probably going to take time, because he didn't play in the preseason. You know, that's why we're starting to see the best Kirk Cousins, because now he's getting acclimated. But Kirk Cousins is a savvy vet. He's been around the block for quite some time. Bijan is still trying to figure things out while still trying to figure this new offense out. And I understand when you talk about his skill set, just be a little patient. It's going to come around. And when he comes around, good luck. And the one luxury the Falcons have, Chris, is that, to your point, Bijan hasn't really been impactful like we thought he would be. But the Falcons are still winning ball games.
A little banged up, too. He did show up on the injury report the last 2 weeks. This was listed as a hamstring this week, B. So his touches were down, but he still averaged 5 yards a tote. And, you know, just for – I mean – again, I don't care about fantasy football. Okay, I got him on my team. But, I mean, yeah, he's not producing those numbers. Who gives a flip? We're winning the game, and, you know, everybody's getting involved, including everybody's argument the last 2 weeks. Why isn't Kyle Pitts more of a factor? Why do we draft this guy if Arthur Smith and now Zach Robinson can't figure him out? If Kyle Pitts can do this every night, 75 to 80 yards, be that big physical target like Drake in the middle of the field be, that just creates all sorts of mismatches and everything else you want to do.
No question. I think Kyle Pitts had a really, really good game last night. The opportunities that were presented to him, he cashed in on. Now, Kyle Pitts will forever be tied to where he was drafted. Mm. Being a top five selection at the tight end position, people will have high expectations for you, and deserving so, because tight ends usually don't go that high. So because of where he was drafted at, people want him to give unbelievable numbers week in and week out, and he hasn't been able to do that so far in his professional career outside of his rookie year. But it seems like he's starting to really gather things in this new offense as well. And I think when you look at Kirk Cousins and the way how this offense has been orchestrated and assembled, he's going to distribute the football around to a plethora of people. And I think that's great, because now as a defender or as a defense, you can't really get a good eye on who's getting the football and when they're getting it, because he's distributing the football around so well that everyone can eat at any given time.
B, you need to pick your brain as a defensive back. Last night, D. Alford goes out with a concussion. Antonio Hamilton comes in. Not so good in terms of the results there. He struggled mightily in protection. What can you do as a defense if something like that were to happen again to try and make sure that the levee doesn't break like it did last night?
Well, you know, I know how it can feel when you're not a starter, and then instantly the starter goes down, and you got to go from being just a special teams player to now an every down player. You got to switch your mentality. And when it happens in the flow of a ball game, that's an eye-opening experience. And we saw that with Hamilton. You know, you talk about the touchdown on Mike Evans on the corner route, kind of got out of position. But he came back in and he competed. He fought hard. You know what I mean? So not knowing the status of Alford moving forward, but I would believe Hamilton will be better prepared just in case he's called to action next week against the Panthers.
Well, it's just tough. You know, all of a sudden you're in the game, and oh, by the way, with all due respect to Hamilton, it's kind of a journeyman in his ninth season. You're going up against a guy going to get a gold jacket. You know, and Mike Evans. So that was not easy. Hey, man, we get the Carolina Panthers. By the way, the Thursday night game does kind of create that mini bye week. So I know that's great to kind of rest up and all those things, including, you know, Alford and others and Bijan to get that hammy right. Let's bounce around the NFL, man. BMAC, Carl and I are both on the Vikings. We got it at 2.5. We locked it in early. I love Flores' aggressive blitzing and the defense. What do you think about the Vikings beating the Jets in London?
And listen, the Vikings have been one of the biggest surprises in the National Football League. Kevin O'Connell is a heck of a coach, man. My goodness, he is so comfortable being uncomfortable. And just being Sam Darnold being under Kevin O'Connell as a head coach has done wonders for his career. So I like the Vikings as well in this spot with against the Jets, because I don't know if the Jets guys could protect Aaron Rodgers the way they would need to protect him for him to be successful. And correct me if I'm wrong, I'm hearing he's dealing with a sore knee from last week's ball game against the Broncos. And the Broncos did a real good job putting pressure on Aaron Rodgers. So good luck in thinking, you know, you're going to be successful against the Vikings if you didn't have success against the Broncos and trying to slow down their pass rush, because the way they blitz in Minnesota, it surprises and it confuses a lot of opposing quarterbacks.
Heavyweight fight, 1 p.m. on CBS, Bills-Texans. Who do you like in that one with the Texans? Slight favorite at home.
Yeah, I like the home team. I like the Texans, and here's why. They're healthier. And when you look at Buffalo, Josh Allen will be without his number one target in Khalil Shakir, who has really done a good job, you know, making plays for the offense. And then for me, when you talk about C.J. Stroud, we're still waiting on that C.J. Stroud game to happen, right? He's been playing pretty good football, but he hasn't really taken over ball games like he did his rookie campaign. And Nico Collins has been one of the best wide receivers in the National Football League in 4 weeks of play. So I like the Texans in that spot, especially, yo, if they can get Joe Mixon back in the lineup, wow. Yeah, it should be a pretty good outing for the Texans.
I love Jaden Daniels. I really, if there was a quarterback we could have traded up to get, it was impossible because nobody was going to come off that pick. But our man, Dan Quinn, man, Sergeant Slogan, it's fun to watch. And they're going to get a Browns team that's still a hot mess. It's fun to watch. And I was worried about Jaden Daniels, you know, taking those big hits. If he can watch out for that, I think this guy's off to a Rookie of the Year campaign.
Man, Jaden Daniels is special. You talk about Rookie of the Year campaign, he might be an all-pro. he might be an all-pro, Mike. Like, he might be an all-pro, pro bowler, everything, based on what he's been doing. And, you know, the most alarming part for me watching Jaden Daniels, he's looking like he did when he was at LSU. Like, he looks the exact same way when he was at LSU in the National Football League, with how easy he's making plays, how easy he's buying time, and he's having fun. I mean, he's having fun. And think about this. This is the most defining sign that you have a good quarterback, when he can make the other people around him look better, right? That's what we're seeing with Kirk Cousins. When you look at Darnell Mooney, when you look at Drake London, people have been waiting for Drake London to show up for such a long time. He didn't have a quarterback. Now when you got a good quarterback, he's making plays. Look at Jaden Daniels. Before the season started, you couldn't talk about any other wide receiver or pass catcher on their offense outside of Scary Terry McLaurin, and Zach Ertz. No one else you can mention. But now we're seeing some unknown names show up because he is a good quarterback and he's making the others look better than what they've shown.
All right, Monday Night Football, B. We got the division rival Saints heading into that place, Kansas City, where they're 4-0, but they haven't exactly been the juggernauts we expected. Do the Saints give them a run like the Falcons did?
Yeah, I think the Saints do give Kansas City a run. You know, this is going to be the first game without Rashee Rice for the offense. You know, that's going to take some time to kind of get adjusted, knowing that he's not in the lineup. And he has been their wide receiver one, and he's been really, really balling. And I think for the Saints, man, they got to get back to do what they do best. you know, running the football, play action, take shots on the football field. They become such a generic offense outside of what we saw when they beat up on the Cowboys. They kind of took their foot off the gas a little bit. Now, for Atlanta Falcon fans, you guys are rooting for the Kansas City Chiefs, deserving so. You know, deserving so. But I think this is an opportunity for the Saints to get back into the winning column. Like I said, even with Rashee Rice, guys, the Chiefs' offense, it hasn't looked like it's looked in years past.
Right.
So I think it's going to take some time to kind of get adjusted to knowing their wide receiver one is not in the lineup, and can some of the other guys step up the way they need to step up.
And just real quick, walk it back to Sunday night on NBC. Obviously, always a big game on Sunday night, but it's the Cowboys and the Steelers. And, I mean, when's the last time Dallas beat the Steelers? Probably when Neil O'Donnell was throwing all those picks in the Super Bowl. But what do you think happens Sunday night? Because some would say Justin Fields and the way the offense has been kind of slow-rolled, if they get into a shooting match, can they do that with Dallas, or are they just going to just walk all over Dak Prescott?
I mean, the Steelers got to win this ball game, man, because Baltimore Ravens, the Ravens have woke up. So every game means something now when you talk about, you know, seeding in your division. I mean, for Pittsburgh, this has to be a win. And I know there's no guarantee in the NFL, but this is a game you're supposed to win, and here's why. The Dallas Cowboys defensively, when they got a full arsenal of players, they have struggled. They're missing their two best defensive players, especially pass rushers, and Michael Parsons, DeMarcus Lawrence. For the Pittsburgh Steelers, you have to exploit that in your favor. You have to find a way to make plays. Offensively for the Dallas Cowboys, two things we've known to be true with them in 4 weeks of play. They can't run the football, and CeeDee Lamb is the only reliable wide receiver that Dak Prescott trusts. Those things have to surface again. You got to stop the running game, and you got to make somebody else outside of CeeDee Lamb beat you if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers. So no question I'm taking the Pittsburgh Steelers. This is a rivalry when you go back to the 70s and the Super Bowl games with the Steelers and the Cowboys. I mean, two-story franchises. There's a lot when you talk about just the history of the game that's at stake Sunday night in Allegheny County with the Steelers and the Cowboys.
All right, man, he's a Steeler for life. We are not going to waste our listeners' time with talk of the Seminoles. All right, brother, have a great weekend, BMAC.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Mental health break. We'll talk next week, my man. That's our guy,
yes,
Brian McFadden, on the WaitFor.com hotline. This hour of the show, guys, brought to you by the Man Cave Store. We are at the Ultimate Man Cave. We're at Twin Peaks here in Kennesaw. It's a big party as Kennesaw State's taking on Jacksonville State. New Realm Breweries here. But come on down. We got tons of TVs, and we got lots of beautiful women dressed up in lumberjack outfits. And they love middle-aged guys. So if that's you, I mean, it sounds like a match made in heaven. We'll come back, hear what was going on in that victorious locker room. Arch caught up with Kadarryl Hodge. Hear that next in the headlines on Dukes of Bell. Hey, man, it is Dukes of Bell live here at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. New Realm Brewing. It's a New Realm party. And it's also Kennesaw State Party. Owls in action. Some action at the Fraction over our shoulder up here at the stadium. So come on down and join the party. Hey, man, Chris is in for Carl today. I know where Carl is. You didn't tell me nothing. He's like secret agent, man.
He didn't tell me either.
I know. All of a sudden, one day, it's like, Carl's off. Like, what? Like, we're on the conference call today. And I go, right, Carl? And Chris is like, no, he's not on the conference call. He's off today.
You would
there's
think,
no memo.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You would think.
Was it on the schedule? Do I have to read the schedule?
Nah, you might have to read
I don't read the schedule. Anyway, we're having a great time. Everybody's in a great mood. Falcon fans at the bar? Falcon fans? That's what, all right. Okay. There's room on board, guys. There's room on board. Jump on board. Bandwagon's leaving. You can still be in it. We're going to give you a state of grace until next Sunday against Carolina.
Well, I have a feeling, Mike, the hand grenade toss throw era is over in Atlanta, and just more reason to jump on the party.
A couple of guys hit us up on the text line. Our man Jack says, Mike, you guys sound like you're amped up. Yeah, because it's fun. I mean, this is the stuff that Carl and I, you know, we miss. I think Falcon fans, I talked about it, you know, when I first moved here in 98, you know, it's like, wow, we're going to go to the Super Bowl every year. No, not really. And then the Mike Vick years where it was always exciting to be, you know, Georgia Dome, there was just a juice with Mike Vick. You know, and then when we started going to the playoffs and back-to-back winning seasons, and then it goes through 6 years of just crap. You know, it sucks in these last 2 years. To your point, we haven't got a quarterback that's worth a darn. Look, it is what it is. And now you've got a guy that is really coming into his own, getting familiarity with his receivers, making plays happen. Let's hear what was going on in the locker room as part of the headlines. Headlines are brought to you by ATL Live Well. Don't just live. Live well. Go see my boys, Dr. Jeff and everybody over there, and get yourself right, brother. Get yourself in shape. Let's hear from Arch. Arch caught up with Kadarryl Hodge in the locker room. Take a listen.
talking now with the Solomon Brothers player of the game, Kadarius Hodge. And dude, you, if there's ever a guy that epitomizes team, you're that guy. You run down and cover kicks. You're the gunner on punt. You recovered the fumble last week for a touchdown. You're doing everything you can. And then all of a sudden, Drake gets banged up a couple times. You come in and make a couple big plays. I want to ask you about the one at the end, but tell me about the first one. You check in, and immediately Kirk gets you the football.
I'm just a guy, man. This is a game of opportunity, like I said earlier, man. You come in, and the guys trust you. When you come in, you got to do your job. There's no excuses, no matter how much playing time you get. I've been praying for opportunities like this day to day, and to get one and take advantage of it, man, I can't thank God enough.
Tell me about the juice now. I knew you could run. You got me a little off guard there. Yeah. Tell me about it. Catch a little stick route and you
take
it.
That's crazy because the guys were just teasing me, saying I was slow, thought I was going to get caught. But, man, I don't know. I caught it and I seen space and I just didn't look back. I'm saying end zone or nothing right now. Take advantage of opportunity, man. I'm still in awe. I'm soaking it all in right now. I'm just so grateful.
Yeah, tell me, you played a lot of football. Played junior football, played all through high school, played college ball. You've been in this league a while. Have you ever felt like that before? Take us in your mind. Take us how it felt when you crossed the goal line.
I crossed the goal line and blacked out, actually. I really didn't know what to do. I actually have my little guitar celebration I like to rock out. But to be in that situation at that moment for the game winner, like, yo, it's nothing. I seen the guys running towards me, putting me up in the air, man. You can't write it, bro. It's like a movie right now in my head. Like, I can't make this up. It's crazy.
All right, well, you came in the locker room. It wasn't over out there. They celebrate you out there. They waited for you. You were the last one in the locker room, and they just showered you. You guys were dancing around together. Tell me about that. What euphoric feeling there, too,
bro? I mean, this team, the guys in the locker room know what I do for the team. I'm a team firster. Whatever they ask me to do, I do. Like you said, gunner, kickoff, kick return, punt return, receiver. Anything for the team right now, man. I'm a team first. I'm just taking advantage of any opportunity I can get. And to see the love that those guys gave me after this, man, it's just so surreal. And like I said, man, I'm still in awe. It's crazy.
It'll take a while to come down. The Solomon Brothers player of the game, Kadarius Hodge, races to the end zone for the win. Thanks, brother.
Thank you.
Charge right there for Mercedes-Benz last night. And as we said, his 29th catch as a Falcon is his biggest catch as a Falcon. And just an unbelievable vibe. The atmosphere in the stadium was just, again, you know, from the interception and the Bucs got the ball at the 28, you think, well, you're going to burn your timeouts. They'll kick a field goal and you'll get the ball back with, like, you know, 25 seconds. It's kind of, and I tweeted this last night as we were, you know, we couldn't move last night getting out of the hotel trying to get on Northside. So before people go, why are you doing a video on your phone in your car? Because the car's not moving. So semi-safety, you always got these nerds. You know?
Yeah.
But no, last night I said it on Twitter about, I was a fan in 2008, Matt Ryan's rookie year, and we're getting beat by the Bears, and it was like, Bears went down the field, and it was like no time left. Okay, that's it. So by the time I get to the CNN deck to get in my car, all of a sudden you hear, because in the old Georgia Dome, you could hear right through that roof. Mm. And I'm like, oh, what? And you put the radio. I think it was back then it was Jeff Hollinger on the old, and the Falcons have found a way to win. Yeah, it's crazy how it just blows your mind, you know, as a fan. You go from, like, one emotion, like, the you know, just the total, like, an EKG chart up and down, but you never leave early. So I'm just so glad that we left our seats. We're still in the building watching, saw Bucks start going back. And by the way, Philadelphia showed no poise. You know, Kansas City at times showed no poise. Saints lack of poise. That's usually the Falcons, Chris, with a lack of poise. And now we're a team which is learning how to win these games with Kirk Cousins.
I'm going to quote the great Kirby Smart and just say this. The Falcons are becoming the hunters, not the hunted.
Right. I mean, the way we found ways to lose games the last six seasons, like, you guys are all Falcon fans. You guys lived it. Just great stuff. Headlines brought to you by ATL Live Well. Some other storylines, guys, from around Atlanta sports. The Braves making some business decisions. Alex Anthopoulos telling our Grant McCauley, Braves are planning to exercise their club option on the Bear. Marcelo Ozuna, they're going to pick up that $16 million. Like, I know he tailed off at the end, but still, he had this team on his back, Chris. That's a value.
Oh, how could you not at this point? I mean, he earned it. And quite frankly, same way that maybe Max Fried didn't.
No. Max, look, the way he went out, and we talked about this yesterday. I mean, it is, if he can't go, it is what it is. If he doesn't feel right and getting hit in the hip, and just it's such a strange sort of just anticlimactic ending to what has been a great Braves career, if in fact he does wind up signing with somebody else. I think he will. Travis d'Arnaud, $8 million option, gets picked up. Trade Murphy to Japan. Trade him to Mexico. I never want to see Sean Murphy in a Braves uniform again.
But who wants
Arcia
him?
Too. Get rid of him.
Yeah.
You just got to call it what it is. Alex has been great, but the Contreras trade is one that got away from him. We blew it.
Yeah, because he's now obviously an all-star with the team that just lost in the most epic of fashion possible with what Pete Alonso did to the Brewers yesterday.
Right.
But here's the thing, Mike. Arcia, I think, is an obvious you need an upgrade
more power. You need more hitting. You know, when the whole lineup in last year when we should have gone to the World Series with the best lineup in baseball and the best power numbers, you know, you could – and Arcia was solid, but he's surrounded by excellence. When guys are like – last night, they were saying, what's your problem with Arcia and Murphy? You're the starters. You know, Laureano and Gino Urshela, these guys are waiver pickups. They're just dudes. You're the guys that are under contract to start for the Braves that are supposed to produce, and you're giving us a giant nothing. So you got to upgrade the bottom of the lineup.
Yeah, the bottom of the lineup. I think at this point, too, Mike, you got to get some more depth because clearly, I hate to put it this way, a lot of the star players that you sign, Ronald Acuña Jr. included, he's the best player in baseball when he's healthy, Mike Bell. But what's the cliche? The best of it, ability is availability.
That's right. And I know that the Braves, you don't know when Strider's coming back and how effective he's going to be. Right now, Fried's not on the roster. Right now, you got Chris Sale, you got Ronaldo Lopez, and you got Schwellenbach and Strider at some point. So you got to really – guys, we can't go through another year of not having enough pitching. Snicker has been able to dance through the raindrops without having enough pitching for 6 years. It's time to really spend. Will the Braves' ownership allow them to get even more money on the books because we're now top five in payroll? That'll be the question, right?
Yeah, it's going to be about – well, all that mixing and matching that you just talked about, Mike, some salary will eventually be shedded, but it's just how much is it going to be? Are you going to be able to bring that impact player that you're talking about?
Chris Sale, by the way, would be able to have pitched in the NLDS, but we're not in the NLDS. Are you – pulling for the Phillies, the Mets? I can't pull for either one. Like, root for a meteor to hit the stadium.
I'd rather have root canal at this point, Mike.
Padres are very nice and complimentary in some of the things they said. So I'll root for the Padres now. Can't root for the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I don't give a flip. My team's not in it. Football.
Mean,
hey, man, we'll come back. NFL Blitz, guys. We'll find out about the injuries. A bunch of big names for fantasy owners who may be out this weekend. Also, we'll get more audio from the Falcon locker room, hear what Coach Ra had to say, hear how he shut down Smoking Joe Patrick. It's all on the way. We're live at Twin Peaks, man. We got a new round party getting ready for Kennesaw State football. Chris in for Carl live here in Kennesaw.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.